This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking with Will Stafford. He's the CHS Washington representative for a farm policy update. Will, welcome to the show. Let's discuss the latest happenings on the next farm bill. Have there been any updates as of yet to key issues on this bill?
I wouldn't say updates, Mike, but both the ag committees in the House and the Senate are starting to get their ducks in a row for how they want to approach this new farm bill. As you know, the current one expires at the end of September in 2023, which means that if they're following timelines of the past, they're really going to have to start getting going in the next few months, holding hearings, both outside of D.C. and in D.C., hearing what ag groups' priorities are going to be, hearing what farmers want to see changed in the next farm bill. From what we think, it seems like this next farm bill will be more of an evolutionary farm bill rather than a revolutionary farm bill, meaning that unlike some farm bills in the past, I doubt we're going to see major massive changes to the farm policy areas of the bill. But we may see some tweaks or some smaller changes to make programs work better for constituents.
Okay. Well, there are still a lot of questions about the carbon market. Has there been any progress with the Growing Climate Solutions Act since it passed the Senate last summer?
Yeah, it did pass the Senate, as you mentioned, overwhelmingly bipartisan, vote of 92-8, I believe it was. And unfortunately, we have not seen any movement on the House side yet. It is still stuck in the House Agriculture Committee. That's a bill that CHS is supportive of. We feel that it really helps to open up some of those carbon markets for farmers and ranchers to participate in, breaks down some barriers that allow them to be able to participate in those markets. And it's something that we'd like to see passed. From what we hear, it sounds like there may be some opposition both on the left wing and the right wing of each party in the House. But we're going to continue to work on that and hopefully get it through the House and signed into law by the end of this year.
All right. We'll keep watching it. Well, what other issues coming out of Washington, D.C. should farmers be watching out for?
There's always a lot going on here in D.C., especially as we move forward into the midterms in November. A couple of things just to put on farmers' radars. Is to watch what happens with the renewable fuel standard, the RFS, as we exit 2022. After the year 2022, that will no longer be up to Congress to set those requirements, the levels of blending, I should say. That will actually be up to the administration, whoever the administration is. So that is something that if that does not change, it will be up to the Biden administration and whatever president after that, unless Congress steps in. Another area that we're watching is the Water Resources Development Act, the WRDA bill, as it's called here. That needs to be reauthorized this year. And what that does is it provides funding and authorization for infrastructure projects on the U.S. inland waterways, so ports, bridges, dams, that sort of thing, to make sure that all the commodities can get out to port and abroad fast enough.
Absolutely. A hugely important issue. Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
And folks, thanks for joining us Around the Table. To learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership, visit cooperativeownership.com.